So this new poll from Mitchell Research.
Yeah.
John James and Mike Cox in a statistical dead heat?
Dude.
I mean, look, at one point, I think everybody thought that John James was going to be the candidate running away.
He was running away with it.
But Mike Cox has really turned on the Jets here, and the survey suggests that this tie is showing that there is real competition mm-hmm. on the Republican side, where maybe there wasn't at one point.
Yeah,
maybe right. It didn't look like it, but now the numbers are becoming a little more clear here in June. Which
people
is,
are paying attention. August will be here in 5 minutes.
Absolutely. Let's talk about it. Steve Mitchell, the president and CEO of Mitchell Research Communications, joins us to talk about it. Steve, good morning. It's good to have you back.
And it's wonderful to be back with you guys.
All right, so let's talk about it. The statistical dead heat. What are the margins here? And how much momentum or movement, I should say, is that from the last poll for Mike Cox?
In the last poll, we had the race really still a big lead for John James. We had John James at about 31%. We had Mike Cox as well as Johnson down at about 19 or 20%. And this time we see some real movement. What happened really in this race is right now the race is 28% for John James, 27% for Mike Cox, and then of course Johnson's down at about 23%, so he's also in the race. But what happened is John James went off the air for about a month. He didn't do any advertising, and when that happens in a political campaign, voters begin to forget who the candidates are. At the same time, Mike Cox was on the air for that entire period, spending about maybe $500,000 a week getting his name ID higher. And as a result of that, he picked up 7 or 8 points, and the race became very, very close. It really is a three-way race, but right now the momentum certainly seems to be with Mike Cox, and I see that the John James went back up again on the air. He's going to be advertising again, so this is going to be an interesting race to follow all the way down to the wire. It depends on who can do the best job and who can get their message over the best to the voters, and that's going to decide on who's going to be the ultimate Republican nominee.
Also, Eric Nesbitt has struggled to gain traction in this poll. Is this simply a matter of name recognition, or is there something deeper happening within the Republican base?
I think in terms of Eric Nesbitt, Eric's a great candidate. He's been working very hard, but I think he's been off the air during that period as well. He's got less money than the other candidates, and I think he's reserving his money to spend at the end. There's still a lot of voters who have to make up their mind, and I think you'll see all of them working very hard between now and August to get their name ID up. But it's really a close race right now. At one time, John James had a 35% lead over the rest of the field, and that lead has now diminished rather dramatically.
Well, this is why we always talk about money winning elections, right?
Yes, right.
when you've got the bank account that you can actually go ahead and not take those months off, like you mentioned. I guess I'm wondering, based on your history, if there is movement like this, where, you know, and we can make the argument, are these voters that are just moving towards Mike Cox? Are these voters moving away from John James? Or is these undecided voters that are finally picking a stake in this race? That can be up for debate. But is it harder to regain folks that maybe you lost if you're somebody like John James, maybe somebody who moved over towards Mike Cox at this point? Is it harder to get them back than retain them throughout a campaign like this?
One of the objectives of any campaign is, once you go up on the air, stay on the air all the way through to the end. That way you do keep them. And I think that's a very good question you ask. Do you keep these people or do they come back to you? Often you'll see voters who forgot about the fact that John James was their candidate hop back in again. But at the same time, as the new candidate, in this case Mike Cox, gains more momentum, then he's got an opportunity to try to keep those people as well. So I suspect you'll see all of the candidates, including Perry Johnson, stay on the air all the way through now until August. And it looks to me like it's going to be coming a very close race with a three-way field, but Mike Cox certainly seems to have the momentum at this point.
Steve, your poll also shows strong approval ratings for President Trump among Republican voters. Does that make an endorsement potentially decisive, or are Michigan Republicans just already locked into their choices?
We've asked the question before whether or not the endorsement means a lot. It is unbelievable, as we see in almost every state. If President Trump were to endorse in this race, I believe whoever Trump endorsed would be the nominee. We saw that back in 2022. Tudor Dixon was doing well. Then she got the endorsement of Donald Trump, and she just soared after that. And she, I mean, thing would happen here. It doesn't.
Oh, you know what? We got a bad
involved in this race.
Yeah, we got a bad connection with you, Steve. Do you want to just try to wrap that up in a nutshell one more time?
Yes, close race, 28 for John James, 27% for Mike Cox, and 23% for Perry Johnson. Close race coming up.
It's like the Derby. we're watching it closely. Steve Mitchell, thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk again very soon.
You know, and you know, Perry's got plenty of money. He's been spending a lot of money. He's been on TV constantly, you know, and he's still, you know, number three there, but he's still, you know, he's in striking distance. I mean, you know.
Well, I thought you brought up a good point with the approval rating amongst Republicans for Donald Trump, right? He is going to loom on this, whether he makes an endorsement or not,
right?
Whatever it is, he looms large over
this. Yes.
These elections, midterm elections, are always about turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yep.
And if you can invigorate your base enough to get up, get to the polls on a non-presidential year, you're going to do well.
Yeah.
His support hasn't waned as significantly as others maybe would hope it would have with everything going on,
exactly,
being Donald Trump. But if you can get Republicans to come out and vote,
right,
they have a shot. Absolutely.
Especially in August during summertime when people are usually out vacationing and doing
no
things.
Doubt about it. Yeah. More coming up. Get you caught up on some of the national headlines. It's Chair Morning.